Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Yes, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gady.
And no, Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he is over there. He's editing. He's actually on the tools again. No one else is here, so it's a pretty small crew to introduce you to. You've probably
mum's here watching.
Yeah, mum's here watching. Yeah. Janelle over there. How you doing, Fizzle? Yeah, it's weird that I call her Fizzle, but it's fine.
She doesn't have a mic either, so she can't respond.
We can't explain that either. It would take 7 hours.
We'll explain that one day. Remind us.
I'm fairly certain we have.
Have we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was Nate and then Muminator and then Dizzle, Jazzy Fizzle, and then Fizzle.
And then Fizzle. Right. So just like Skin.
So it doesn't take 7 hours. Yeah. You've got to be succinct here.
So first time listening, if you ever see our mum in public, her name's Fizzle. I'm not sure how you know it's her mum.
And she's not my mum either.
Just guess. Yeah. Next time you see someone random in the street that's a woman.
Yeah. It's probably her.
Or nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, you're probably right by accident, but stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. Now, guys, you know how we typically are quite bad at giving Supercoach updates?
Two of us are,
yeah.
That's true.
We gave one last week, but I wanted to just get on the front foot and give another one this week because it personally affected my Friday night quite badly. last week. So I do love a Friday night at the moment where just like nothing's on. I don't know. That's the first time in my life where that's been the case. And like normally we've got some sort of like touch footy game or something as we're growing up. So always out on a Friday night. And then obviously with our like massive social lives, you know, getting invites left, right and center, going to jingle practice.
Yeah, it's turning it down, aren't we?
It's tough keeping up.
Yeah. So I quite enjoy the fact that I can just go on the couch and like there's two games of NRL that we can watch. And so I've made my little super coach trades after you gave your update last week. I was like, nah, that's it. I can't be this bad at it. Like I refuse to believe that I can be this bad. I've got to have a proper crack this week. Sat there for 4 hours doing my trades, researching, watching YouTube videos, etc. First game, Titans v, who was it?
Warriors.
Yep. Mo Fotowaker, I've just traded in.
Good trade. Like, little cheeky little pod there in front row. Not bad at all.
Yeah, great trade.
Yeah.
As I sit down with my beer and my dinner, sent off.
Slightly concerning.
Yeah, right.
Good trade.
So the worst, I'm thinking like, that's not the best. So -4 he finished on, which was good for your score.
Nice.
After averaging probably like 65.
Yeah, or plus. Like he's been on fire. Yeah.
The person he knocked out, HIA, ruled out, see you later,
Charles Nickel Klokstad.
Yep. Also in my team.
I brought him in this week too.
So he's been set off, knocked out the other bloke. They're both in my team.
It's really poor 30 seconds for you.
Supercoach like, sucks.
Supercoach wise. Yeah. I mean, you've had other poor 30 seconds from what I've heard as well.
So. Yeah. But I thought maybe like the night could improve. So I've gone, okay, that's it. Supercoach stinks. I'm over to betting. Right.
It's the natural progression.
Yeah, that's right. So the AFL game, Richmond v Western Bulldogs, my little same game multi. All legs up with the exception of Jacob Hopper to get 20 disposals. also knocked out in the first quarter.
No way.
When he was on six disposals.
How did he get turned into disposals sitting in the change room?
Yeah, that makes it tough.
That is what Yana described last week as stiff, I believe.
Yeah. Any stiffer, you'd be dead.
Yes, correct. So that was a shame, I thought. And down another 12 places in our We Got the Chocolate Supercoach League for NRL. Well, so nice. Really moving the right direction after investing a lot of hours in it this week.
So back to none this week.
Ignore it again.
Well done.
The Chocolon got a workout this week, guys. You can find it at www.wegotthechocolates.com.au. Actually, hold the www. Don't need it.
Nope, you do not. And we got pulled up this week. Someone mentioned that it's not just browser magic that takes care of the www. It's how your DNS is routed.
It's DNS.
Do not start me on that skin.
DNS.
I don't think it's do not start.
Oh, right. Do not start. It's like DNF.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is, but I appreciate the email.
That should have been asked for the marathon.
Do not start.
Do not start.
We're very nearly DNF.
Yeah, we very at 27 kilometers. I was weighing up a serious DNF.
Yeah,
I would have. From now on, I'll be DNS.
Yeah, right.
That's for sure. Anyway, first thing, actually, Skin. This is probably directly to you. This is Chloe with a little review on the merchandise system.
Oh no.
Hey guys, Chloe here. I'm enjoying the podcast, and of course, I bought a hoodie because I just want to support you guys. And I have to say, I'm very, very impressed with the shipping turnaround time on the merch. Very, very quick. Well done.
Holy dooly. How surprised was she, though, in the voice?
Yeah. That's bad.
It actually, that's really nice to hear. Thank you, Chloe. But we actually got some emails that were like annoyed at how quick we were. One bloke was like, I'm away on holiday. I got it sent to my work because I was banking on you taking 2 weeks to ship it. So I just thought I'd get back and it would arrive at my work sometime after that. And you fucking sent it earlier. Oh,
that's unbelievable. That is so good.
Sorry,
another bloke we posted to sent us an email saying, like, I literally live on your street. We posted it to him.
Yeah. Of course, you did.
He was like, I could have probably come and picked it up.
My street?
Yeah, the guy that lived in Cooperoo. He's like, oh, you could have just dropped that round.
That's right. I remember looking at that in the post office. Like, I probably drove past the house.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, but thank you, Chloe. That is much appreciated. If you do want to get yourself some merch, that's still on the website, as is actually a little discount code. You can go on and play a game. It's called Find the Chalks.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think there's a name for it. But if you do find the little chalk logo, there's five of them to find, and that will give you a discount code you can use for the merch. So real little just life hack for you there.
Mm. I think only one person has found it.
Yeah, nice.
That surprises us. I haven't found it. We thought a lot of people would find it.
Yeah, right.
But they haven't.
But see how good it feels, how good it feels to be early. Does it feel nice?
Well, not in all aspects of life, apparently, from what I've heard. But
keep hearing it, unfortunately.
Next one, little lyric substitute Skin.
Hey guys, I've got a tune for your Skin segment. It goes a little something like this. My Skin Cheek brings all the boys to the yard, and damn right, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could pierce you, but I'd have to charge.
Is that I'd pierce you? I could pierce you?
Oh, I hope not.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I thought we got over that.
That's so
hello
good.
To Rhonda. Skin piss.
She reached out to us this week as well, actually. She's sending us some t-shirts, Rhonda.
Is she?
What?
Lovely. How nice of her.
Didn't come to my side of the fence.
No.
Was that an individual email?
I didn't check.
He's on the mailing list, remember?
So we'll probably be wearing them next week.
I can't wait. That's excellent. That was actually from Sky. Sky's the limit for her. And then obviously joke of the day. This comes from Nick.
Hey lads, it's Nick. Got a joke for you. So I've got this friend. He's a Polish sound guy. I've got a check one too. How you do one Skin?
Skinny, you got it?
Got it.
Nah, it's nice. It's perfect, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah. Right on brand for us, isn't it?
The way that he delivered it.
Yeah. He's well delivered. He's fucking nailed it. I wonder how many takes that was.
I can check if you want.
Yeah.
One, two.
Nah, it'd be a massive span if you do it. That'd be awesome. Not doing this again.
No, coming up later. I think. Forward sell.
It's been a good 3 weeks since we've done that.
Thank you very much. I went through a lot of on the chocolate line, a lot of joke of the day entrants. So well done. There's so many. I've earmarked plenty of favourites. So we've got at least enough for next week.
Yeah. We've got at least enough until we have to look again next week.
Similarly, I've been working my way through all the written ones on our website, which if you go to the same page, you'll find the box down the bottom to write in if that's your preference. Mm-hmm. We've got one here from Chandler, which
Monica and Ross send one in as well?
No.
They're Friends characters.
Got it.
Oh, you got to tell us.
Yeah, honestly, how angry is he though? It's been a big day, mate, I know.
Anyways, the joke from Chandler. Chockey's got a bit of a geographical laugh for you. You know the Canary Islands? There's no canaries there. You know the Virgin Islands?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no canaries there either.
Have you not seen that before?
That's
so good.
You're really happy with that when you put it in, weren't you?
I was stoked. I've been looking forward to that for hours.
And then I fucking read the document for the first time since Nam, and he's like, oh, you ruined the joke.
Flattening. I thought I could safely put it in the document and Jody wouldn't know what it was, and I was wrong. Chandler also finishes with skin, your turn, son.
Son. I reckon he's English.
I got champed on the weekend. And now now I've copped son.
I got champed last week on social media. It really hurt. I think I sent the screenshot to you. Yeah. I was filthy about it for like a full afternoon.
You think less about this thing, I reckon.
Yeah, it's actually funny. We did investigate why champing became such a massive thing. Even like the AFL players hate it now.
Yeah, great cricketer, I reckon.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. That would be on about 3 or 4 years ago. Plus, I reckon.
Good people.
Well, I don't know why it's so offensive, but it really hurt because I was running water for the senior team in AFL, helping out, thinking I was doing my bit. And then someone was like, thanks, champ. And I was like,
I would have dropped the bottle.
What have I done wrong here? I was like, I'm just trying to help you.
I got in England with a guy called me Boss. He like kept calling me Boss. And it, like, I really didn't like it.
Especially because you're like not very
bossy. I know.
Yeah, authoritarian. Yeah.
That's right.
Like, imagine if he's telling someone what to do. So, okay, mate, right here.
I try to tell Skim what to do all the time. He's like, no, nah, mate.
I've got, mate, don't you worry. I've got this under control.
I actually outrank you. That's what Skim says.
And I'm 7 years younger than you.
I outrank you. That's why. Great movie. All right. Anyway, so I saw
Can I just say, by the way, that joke of the week is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer.
Yes,
thank you.
You definitely can.
I've had a big day, so I went down the hatchet very quickly tonight.
I really haven't cracked mine yet.
My glass is empty. Anyway, sorry, Skin, steal your thunder
that'll
there.
That'll be nice. I'm looking forward to it. What was I saying? I saw a Twitter thread this week, which I've got a bit of a chuckle out of, especially off the back of our chat to Yana last week. It started with Sophia saying, there's nothing on earth funnier than repeatedly doing a bit your partner doesn't like.
That is true too, by the way.
Yeah.
And when he said it to me, I was like, that's the most accurate tweet I've ever heard.
Great tweet. Just strong by itself. And so Cody and Lee, I think you guys sort of gave an example already last week about that whole anytime you get asked to do a tiny chore around the house, I have to do everything around here. I gave that a run at Eloise this week. It went down a treat.
It could have worked out at my house, let me tell you.
Lead balloon sort of shit.
I think I was sitting over here like doing whatever we were doing, recording something on Wednesday, and she was like working from home and in between meetings was cooking dinner. So she was doing proper stuff, like a proper job, and
maintaining the household beautifully.
And I asked her, like, did you cook rice to go with the burritos? And she was like, no, I've got to go to a meeting and I don't know how to cook the rice the way you like it. And I was like, oh, fuck. Honestly, I have to do everything.
The way you like it?
What do you mean the way you like it?
What's happening?
Oh, I make like a, for burritos, I make like a.
Your favorite Mexican food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My favorite Mexican food. So I try and make like a nice Mexican-y type of rice with some taco seasoning and things throughout it.
Okay.
She doesn't.
I thought it meant like the methodology of cooking the rice, because it's a relatively simple process of actually physically cooking rice.
Although you say that, there are two options. I always go the absorption method. Are you what?
Either Mick or Mike, or just in the rice cooker.
Yeah. I'm a rice cooker.
Well, I don't have one of them.
And by that, I mean Rochelle's. I've watched before.
You are some sort of fuckwit.
I heated up my dinner again tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, dude. Yeah. I only took money 3 handwritten notes from Rochelle yet again.
It's because I walked in, I didn't
this
hear
one
it.
Is sauce.
Yeah. I was walked in, I didn't hear it sizzling. And I'm just like, he's obviously not cooking it. What is he doing? Is he just like stirring it? He's like, no, I'm reheating it.
I believe it's known in the industry as a simmer. Could be wrong though.
I don't know what you were doing. It was what I'd call a simmer, I'll be honest with you. Anyway.
Good God.
Anyways, skinny.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, did you guys have other examples of that before we get stuck in the lines from the thread?
I've got a great bit at the moment that I do where, because Rochelle hates that my mustache gets real long, obviously, like overgrown. And so when I'll go for a drink of water now, like I can't drink anything like coffee. You've probably got a similar thing, you guys, where like coffee just gets stuck in like in the
like the froth
in the mustache, like the froth bit, yeah. But the similar thing happens with water, and like my whole face just gets like real watery.
Okay.
And so I'll go straight from having a drink of water to Rochelle, kiss her on the cheek and say, oh, far out. Every time I kiss you on the cheek, you've got a watery face for some reason.
I'm sure she'll love that.
I do it with a passion.
Nice.
That's good. It's a really good gear. Yeah. I do it every time.
Lovely.
There's one bit of gear that I do, and usually in the company of Lethal, I'll probably be doing like a lot of things. Like I always use the analogy, like I'll do 100 things, I'll get 99 of them right, and then like if I get one wrong, you know, Kathleen, you know. And then like she'll obviously like comment on something that I might have done wrong, and like she'll like look at us and like, because we're idiots most of the time, and I'll just usually just stop and say, you're going the right way and not getting one tonight. We had this discussion about 12 o'clock today. I said, I don't think I say anything. And about 3 minutes before we crawl record tonight, I was just like, I've got it. And I told Lethal, and he lost it.
You've never seen a bigger eye roll in all your life than when he does it to it. And then he started adding to it. He'd be like, you got the right way to not getting one tonight, Kathleen. I don't know how much that's going to upset you.
Not very much.
Like, she just literally turned, walk away without acknowledging it.
Like we've been together like 15 years, like next week. Like I think she's just stopped acknowledging me, like full stop. Just as a general rule of thumb, I think.
But I think that's what makes these things so like, funny is that people just keep doing them and the partner's reaction is always to just ignore them.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's going to be tough to beat, but there were plenty of very funny ones on the thread. The first one's from Bronner, who's a woman, and says, whenever my wife mentions being gay, I scream out, you're gay? As if I'm hearing it for the first time. So that's
so good.
That's a good start. Rich, whenever my wife comes into the room when I'm working, I respond with, how did you get past security?
That would get old.
I would love to do that.
Whenever I see an RV towing a car, I gasp and tell my wife, good Lord, look how close that guy is tailgating the RV.
You can just imagine these being so funny.
I can't wait to do some of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
I'm going to bring like 10 different bits.
Next time you come over, just like, do all these to like Kathleen.
I pretend to be really angry and say, I'm going out cycling, don't wait up. And then I proceed to hop on the stationary bike in the living room right next to where she's sitting on the couch. For 3 months during the lockdowns and COVID, I worked from home. Every day I'd wake up at 8:57 and exclaim, darling, I'm going to be late for work. And then I'd shout out from the kitchen at 9 o'clock. Don't worry, I made it.
So you too?
I would still be late.
Yeah, 9:03. So close.
The only people that could possibly be late working from home. Yes.
Oh, shit, I've got a 9 o'clock meeting. What time is it? Oh, no, 9:04.
Jameson, whenever tubers are mentioned around here, which is surprisingly often, apparently.
Yeah, that is surprising. Yeah,
where was the last time you mentioned tuber?
I don't know, I had a can of one.
Actually,
I'm going to say him
and
his wife.
Mine popped on my bike the other day, actually.
I'm going to say him and his wife might be more musically inclined than us, especially.
Oh, they obviously haven't heard us on the roadcast recording jingles.
Do you want them to come to jingle practice?
Yeah, maybe that. Anyway, so apparently it happens surprisingly often. Whenever tubers are mentioned, I always make reference to the fact that she used to play tuba when she was younger. She hates it, and she never played the tuba.
What?
Wait,
She never played it. Just like you remember that when you were younger.
Just reminisces
on things that like didn't happen.
Yeah. I do that quite often. Not specifically about tumors. But I will definitely always say, oh, yeah, that reminds me of that time when we used to.
Yeah, but we do that.
It's like things that she definitely
But we do that together. Like we're in a room together, like usually holding court. Like if we tell stories, oh, that reminds me of that time. Yeah,
That's most of your puns on this show.
It reminds me of that time that you and I went to NASA, obviously. And then we'll tell some sort of ridiculous joke or laugh. So we obviously didn't go to NASA.
No, we didn't. Yeah. In fact, we didn't even plan it, that joke.
Okay, very good.
It's so funny because it feels like we did plan it.
It's because it's the 15th no, time it's happened on the fucking show. You might as well plan it. You've written it every way it could be
haven't.
Written.
No, we haven't. Come on, just stop mucking around. Get through the last two.
Okay, yes. I think I've got three or four left. All right.
Yeah, pick your best nine.
Cynthia, there's a sign out the front of a church facility down the street that has the word rector on it. So every time we walk past, I yell, rector, it damn near killed her. I start laughing hysterically.
Yeah, that is fair.
Cleb says, I have a similar bike based one on a sign near a bike shop window. It said, rubber inner tubes. And I just say, don't mind if I do.
No. That is just, yeah.
Okay. And then the last two from Xander. I call my boyfriend Sport and Champ and Bud like a Midwestern dad because I'm 6 months older than him and he hates it. there's that, which kind of relates to something we've already mentioned, I guess. And then she says, he also likes to say, wow, like Owen Wilson, every time he sees my tits.
What?
He saw it in a meme and refuses to stop. And it makes me die a little inside every time.
Oh, I think we all do that in our heads though, don't we?
And for anyone that, I'm sure everyone's seen Owen Wilson, but for anyone.
What you're going to say, I'm sure.
For anyone that's
sure,
like,
sure everyone's seen.
Sure everyone's seen tits. For anyone not super familiar with Owen Wilson's work, someone's compiled every time he says wow in all of his movies in chronological order.
Oh, what a way to take us out. Well, wow, that was good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. You know it would be an unbelievable game? Guess the movie from every wow.
That is good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Must or Dust is a great segment we use as a rating system and the basis for an argument to work out whether a person, place, or thing is a must, meaning good, or a dust, meaning bad. There's a jingle, obviously.
Is this must or dust? Is this must or dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this must or dust?
What are you, nearly the original jingles, like back a while, must or dust?
Yeah, it actually is, yeah. Still got layering. You can hear a few voices.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, hear a few. You go first for it, Scotty.
Nice. I've got the first one. So when going to like a concert or a show or something like that and filming it on camera, I think we've already covered that. But then when posting it, tagging the celebrity that you're seeing. So if you're going to see Taylor Swift, tagging at Taylor Swift in the story.
Oh, right.
It doesn't have to be just Taylor Swift, but just in general.
Thank you for clarifying. I don't really see the point because I don't feel like the celebrity's going to get to see that.
No. Particularly not someone like a Taylor Swift.
No.
Probably has a fairly clogged up inbox.
Someone like a We Got the Chocolates.
Yeah, probably fine. Should get to it. We probably won't.
Let me put it this way. I think it's dust for real celebrities. If you tag us in it, we'll probably repost it and give you a big thumbs up as well.
Potentially send you a prize 3 years later.
Absolutely.
46 business years.
All dust?
Yeah, I think dust.
Yep.
Yeah. I think dust.
Nice. Where did you see that?
I made it up on my spot. My head is just full of.
Not even sure if anyone's ever done that. It's just
maybe.
Right. Okay. Let me go next. Synchronized dances at weddings. Skin, obviously, wedding coming up for you. Rather than just doing like the first dance, you know how people like bride and groom normally go out and do the awkward waltz.
Yeah.
The choreographed, like proper. We're putting plenty of time into practicing this Dancing with the Stars type of operation.
Gotcha. I can't say must because I'm certainly not doing it.
That you know of.
You should start practicing if you are.
Yeah, we might have something in store.
That would be that good.
Oh, it wouldn't be, but it would be.
I would kill both.
Here's one we prepared earlier. Yeah,
and you don't know about it yet.
Crikey. Yeah, no, I'm saying dust.
Dust, okay.
Dust. For me, yeah. Just more like put your effort into having a great time. And I don't know if like doing a moonwalk together is a great time.
I mean, unless that's your thing.
Yeah.
Go for it. No surprise, I think must.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm really the genius.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. I would love to do that.
Okay.
Get me up and about. And I feel like that's basically the reason that all your wedding guests are coming.
For the synchronized dance.
I doubt that highly.
I don't think it's that.
No.
Main attraction... Free alcohol.
I would just say it's rare you have a bad day at a wedding, I reckon.
That's true.
Like, when's the last time you've gone, that's boring? Like, they're all great days, right?
Well, your wedding's not going to be boring with a synchronized dance.
Yeah, I just reckon to take it down a notch rather than taking it up a notch, I would have thought.
Okay, nice. And that's why we love Muscle Dust, just differences in opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Skin?
Yep, guess we'll find out in a few years how well they work. But-
Are you doing? Yeah, okay.
No, not months.
Mm-hmm. Not mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing?
Yours.
A muscle dust.
A muscle
dust. That's what we're trying to get to you, buddy.
Yeah. Work with us.
The podcast.
Yeah. This whole thing.
Excuse me, guys. I'm just going to go and practice.
You will, hey?
Yeah, no, I can also bring a muscle dust. Shoeies? Like drinking beer out of your shoe?
Nah, dust. Never done one. Nice. Not really attracted to it.
All right. That was easy. Dust. Yeah.
Dust. I played a second 11 game against former guest of the show, Nick Benton.
Yes.
NCAA nice. Australia. And you know how he does his coin flipping thing? How he like flips an SCLO five heads in a row and then he has to do it? He did a shoey out of his bowling boot, but not out of the sole of the boot. You know how fast bowlers cut out the little hole in their toe? Yeah. He poured it down the heel and like it funneled.
That's somehow even more disgusting.
Yeah, it funneled down the toe. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it not in a good way, Bento.
See, I'd consider doing it with a new pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
If what a great way to wear it.
Like you wreck your shoes.
That's true. Yeah. The closest thing I've done to that is one season in second grade, someone brought one of those dust boots, like this big glass
a
boot.
Yeah.
It fits four cans of beer in it. And they said, anyone that drops a catch this season has to drink one of these.
Oh, much fucking beer do you have?
Stiff.
I think they were just happy to buy more beers that day see someone take it on. I think round one, our team dropped about six catches.
And there's a case.
the first of them, I would argue, was at first slip, but it obviously got blamed on me as the wicketkeeper. So I
always does.
I took on the dust boot that afternoon, got through the four beers.
Vomited.
Pretty quickly, vomited it back up immediately. No, and that rule somehow didn't last the rest of the season.
That's disappointing.
Flattening.
Cocktail makers, or like mixologists, shall we say, throwing their fucking spirit bottles around and juggling shit behind a bar as they're making cocktails. While there's fucking 40 people deep waiting to get a fucking beer. I wonder where I'm sitting on this one.
I think it's a bust.
I'm actually saying bust.
Nothing does my head
if they're
more.
Good at it. It looks elite.
If they're good at it and there's like two or three people at the bar, fine. But usually it happens when there's fucking 40 people there. I just want to get a couple of beers and maybe a spirit. And you're fucking like flipping off your Smirnoff Ice somewhere, dropping it on the ground and like making a cocktail. It's like, great, I just wanted two beers. I'm going to be here for fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you, like, I would say must, but there's like some establishments that I've been to where I'm like, you I'm putting too much effort into
that. How about just pouring my beverage?
It's like we're not at a very fancy place.
I get it. I respect the skill. Like that is great and all, but just the timing of it is like can you not see that the people are banked up out the door?
Yeah. I think you should. What would be better if I was working behind a bar? I would do that. Like if you just asked me for a beer, I would start doing that.
Oh, it's flat. Great. It was a Guinness you wanted? No. Oh.
Okay, my last one is using emojis in emails. So emojis in text obviously become a big thing. Emojis in emails.
Oh, that is tough.
I can start you off with, I've been doing it.
I've been dropping a few in there.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I'm a must.
Yeah, a must.
And I don't know where it came from because like emails have technically always been like quite... I don't know, quite formal.
But I think the whole thing with us is we try and take the formal out of formal. So like trying to make everything a bit
which
more
leaves
casual.
Us with nothing.
Yeah. Formal minus formal equals nothing.
We put the form in formal.
I want to make every conversation as casual as possible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like nicely done. Yeah. Okay. So Skin, this is that time we throw to you.
Yeah. Yep, so it's your turn. Gotcha. So we've done our two. Now what happens?
Okay. We've had one sent in.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Comes from Ryan.
Yeah. Nice.
Taking phone calls. And then going to the toilet or taking phone calls while on the toilet.
As in pooing or weeing? Yeah. Or both, either. Doesn't matter.
Either, yeah, I guess. Nah, say you've dropped the kids off at the pool, so now you're sitting there in silence. They don't know you're on the toilet.
Somehow they do know.
Somehow they do.
I've had this happen from personal experience. Someone,
no way.
Yeah, no. Someone has recognized my change in audio.
Yeah.
The acoustics are different.
My wife has a hidden tunnel of only ringing me while I'm on the toilet. It's fucking unbelievable. Like I'll be at home for like 4 minutes throughout the day, just like quick bite to, I'll go to the toilet. It's like, oh, now you're ringing me. That's great. Sweet.
I think it's dust. I don't think you should do it. I've accidentally got stuck once in the past.
Okay.
And then like the person I was speaking to was quite a close mate. And they were just like, are you on the toilet? I was like, yeah. That's pretty awkward.
Yeah. I think somehow weeing is better.
Yeah, that's fair. But there's a lot of splash.
Yeah, but you can sort of semi make it quiet, like just sort of side of the bowl, sort of, you know what I mean? Like you can sort of get away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's must or dust. Wonderful stuff. Now, the other thing that caught my attention this week, gave me a real chuckle, strange but real names. And this because last week we debated whether the name Hugh Ray could possibly be real. And we did indeed find out that it was. There were three people on Facebook, I think, that we saw.
Yeah, and we had a chock and I've lost the message. I meant to flag it. I've bugged it up. Who actually messaged on our behalf the three people named Hugh Ray on Instagram. So if you are that chock, please send it through again and let us know how you go. That's your job for the week.
That's your job. Yeah. And obviously message Hugh Ray.
Yeah. Again, if he doesn't respond.
these poor three Hugh Rays. It's going to be inundated with at least one message.
Yeah. For some reason, there's only two Hugh Rays now. One change of name.
Yeah. Yeah. One's middle name, son.
Yeah. I wonder how many hip hips there are next week.
I've got two.
Anyway, so this week. Hip replacement. Yeah. This week I saw a news article that made me ask pretty much that same question. Can this name possibly be real? Mm-hmm. A 78-year-old woman with two past bank robbery convictions faces new charges after authorities allege she handed a teller a note that said, I didn't mean to scare you during a recent US heist. Bonnie Gooch is jailed after she was charged with one count of stealing. Bonnie Gooch.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
That wouldn't be Graham's sister by any chance.
The sister of Tickler. Don't know if that worked. But. So it sort of led me to think that is.
Why would he say that?
we're anatomically is your gooch.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, it's, well, from my understanding, it's in between the old scrote region and the place where you do poo from.
Yep. I don't remember where it's from, but I've seen a clip of a great TV show where they're debating exactly that. And like the mum walks into the room or whatever and they say, hey, like, clear something up for us. What is that thing called that's in between your dick and the dick and the arsehole? And she looks at them and says, the coffee table.
That is actually, that's really good. It reminds me of another joke too, Skid. Where this golfer, golfer comes up and reports an incident to the golfing clubhouse and says, like, oh, I got hit with a golf ball. And they say, oh, where did that happen? And she said, in between the first hole and the second hole. And they look at her and say, oh, your stance is too wide.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Fuck. Yeah, so anyway, Bonnie Gooch.
Bonnie Gooch.
And so I was thinking, you know, that's unfortunate. And we've all heard probably those funny ones like back in the day, you know, like there was a judge genuinely named Willie Stroker. Mm-hmm. Mike Litteris is a real person. Well. Genuinely though, that is his name. I think you'll be familiar with the sound grab here.
Here's your next question.
Oh, no.
In what sport does Fanny Schmeller compete for Germany?
We're going to make a rule now. Never say a name again.
I'd be straight down the court in the morning if that was my name.
That's off the chase, UK.
It is off the chase.
So funny. Yeah. Loses the plot for about 5 minutes straight.
Yeah. Exactly. But I've got to, you've probably heard those ones before, but they've got some different ones here that I would just like, these are unbelievable. And mainly sometimes because of their jobs, their occupations as well. So cash register.
He works at Woolies.
Yeah, genuinely in a retail store in the US, cash register. Crystal Metheny, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a fireman in the US also called Lieutenant Les McBurney. Just their own work experience. Mm-hmm. Paige Turner, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. A librarian.
Yeah, exactly. I like this one. Jan Sandwich. Someone's real name. Yeah. And then an optometrist, genuine like business card, Dr. C. Wong. No.
I made a joke.
No. I like it. But then there was these, I like the ones with like a funny hyphenated married names, like where two people just probably shouldn't have. They probably should.
Well, I mean, they should probably got married.
No, they can get married.
Just pick one of the names.
Pick one, not both.
Yeah. Kellyanne Long got married to Eric Paul Wee.
No.
Genuine. W-I-W-I. The couple probably considers themselves quite lucky that they're getting the name Long Wee Wee out of the deal.
Lots of water.
On the phone. And then Lindsay Bain Grimm and James Michael Rather. Weddings are supposed to be happy occasions, but when the Alabama couple tied the knot at Spring Hill Baptist Church, their friends and family became unwitting witnesses to a rather grim marriage ceremony.
just good, yeah.
Okay, we've been looking for someone to take on Goaty in a game of Euroquizzit. And I found someone this week who's applied for a friend of the show card and listed as their sort of skill or party trick that they dominate movie trivia.
That is a good skill.
So, yeah, nice skill.
It would be useful on this podcast also when we play any movie.
Very much so.
We have never worked out how to play that game, but that's all right. So we were hoping to sort of kill two birds with one stone and get a friend of the show application done and a game of Euroquizzit. So hopefully we've got Drew on the phone.
Yeah, boys, here we go.
Well, let's do this.
Mate, I wanted to, before we get stuck into the game, I wanted to ask you about the story that you sent in to us to clarify, because I'm pretty confused. You start by saying you've got a few stories.
Which one?
Yeah, well, that's right. You start by saying you've got a few stories and you kick us off with one about your wedding and sort of in the same sentence that you're then on the 10th fairway, in the middle of the 10th fairway. And I'm struggling to work out, did you play a round of golf on your wedding day?
Is that the same story? Did you give us fragments of
two separate stories? How has that impacted your marriage since the wedding day?
So many questions.
So the idea was the wife wanted to get married outside where I live in Newcastle from the wedding venue is about 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sunny as all hell when we were leaving. And then I'm sitting in the back of the limo with the boys and I'm absolutely packing it because I can see these storm clouds coming.
Perfect.
We get there. It is getting very darker by the time we get to the 10th fairway, which is where the wedding was.
Ah, okay.
So it was on the wedding ceremony was on the 10th fairway.
Gotcha. Okay. That explains it.
And I've got like my 92-year-old grandfather, mum and dad, everyone kind of chilling while we're waiting for the wife to turn up, or then fiance, now wife, to turn up. Mm-hmm. Then I'm looking at my grandfather who's sitting about 5 meters away from me, and a piece of ice as big as a tennis ball kind of fell in front of him. And I had a mild heart attack and kind of froze in spot. So we got legged into golf carts and sent back to where we were. My dad, for some reason, legs it with his schooner in his hand, half full, and a chair. And he gets back to the reception area, and my cousin says to him, "Tez, why have you got a chair in your hand?" He's like, "I don't fucking know. Someone told me to bring a chair." And then the response was, "Where's Narelle?" Which is my mum. And he's like, "Oh, shit, she's still back there."
Oh, no.
So my mum was the last person to leave. She was not happy.
Bloody hell.
But at least the schooner and the chair was fine, which is good news.
Yeah, exactly. He had it covered. Right. The funny thing was everyone keeps saying rain is good luck on a wedding day, but I've got no idea what hail means.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually how you get a cab, Drew, if that helps.
Right.
Now your turn, Skin.
I haven't got one.
No, you don't. Your phone bill can't pay for that. We'll be waiting forever.
Yeah, we haven't got one.
We called you, actually. Is there any sort of prize on the line? You said we're friend of the show and also you're acquitted. Is there any sort of like he needs to beat Goaty to become friend of the show or what's happening here? Or are we just leaving him in suspense until after the game?
I don't know. We probably should have talked about this before the show. I would have thought friend of the show, pretty locked in. Yep. And if you beat Goaty, you get something else.
Ooh, oh, I like that.
Maybe a carton of better beer, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah, that is what's on the line. Goaty, you can't win it.
Okay. Yeah, so friend of the show number 26, mate. Congrats, and I hope your wedding went better than that. Ended better than that.
Yeah, hopefully you ended up getting married still.
Okay,
we got there. We got there eventually.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well,
and so did your mum, which is good. She made it. Wait, I didn't mean that to be. Yeah. Why did everyone react so? That was meant to be innocent. Yeah.
Anyways, let's get into the game. Yeah. How's it work?
Okay, here's what happens. Now, explaining the rules, tonight we've got 5 questions prepared. Both Goaty and Drew received the same questions. They've got 30 seconds on the clock to answer all 5 questions as quickly as possible. If they pass on a question, we'll come back to it later. And remember that if you say no idea, that question won't be asked again. Can save some precious time. Feel free to interrupt me if you're confident about an answer. And that's about it. I've got a pump up jingle for you, Drew.
Yeah, nice.
This will help.
This will pump.
Oh man, I wish it was ready. Which one is it? Is it your acquitted? Oh, this is the segment jingle.
Nice. We forgot to play that.
I should have played that at the start.
Your acquitted, Goaty.
Shouldn't have said that. No more questions. Don't ask any more questions.
The eyes, I reckon, they unnerve some folk.
Not to mention the pincers.
Interesting.
I reckon that too.
Oh, sorry, Hagrid. We did have to play that because, I mean, it's movie themed. This your acquitted is movie themed.
And there might be a Harry Potter question in there.
There's not.
There is. There most certainly isn't.
Okay. Drew, Goaty's already done his round and we've recorded that. So we'll have that ready to play for you at the completion of yours. Now, here's your pump up jingle. Hopefully, you like this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
A pressure. Taking on Goaty, there's questions for you, oh that's for sure. And pressure, cause Goaty wears the crown, but you can beat him, it's true, you might win some treats.
That's your favorite part.
Hit it, body, oh, hit it, body, oh, yeah, yeah.
I wonder we never do this. The jingle goes for like a minute.
Yeah, I know. And that's unfortunately all we've got time for.
Oh, no, Drew.
Goaty wins by default.
Yeah. No, we try everything to not let Goaty win, but sometimes it just doesn't work. He's quite good at this, unfortunately. Yeah. It's really frustrating. All right. Quizzed timer I'll have low. That'll be ready to go, Drew. I think that's all you need. I've got your questions ready. Are you ready, Drew?
Yeah, we'll try our best.
Yeah, you're going to be fine, mate. So we are ready to go. Here they are. Now, your time will obviously start, and Skin's got the timer there, when I finish the first question. And your first question is, what country were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed in?
New Zealand.
In The Lion King, Mufasa dies from being trampled by a pack of...
wildebeest.
What is the movie in which Jim Carrey discovers that his everyday life is really a TV show about him?
The Truman Show.
What's the last word in this famous Toy Story quote, to infinity and...
beyond.
Who directed the 2006 Oscar-winning film The Departed?
Martin Scorsese.
Top the clock. That was a clinic.
That is an absolute clinic.
Okay. Drew, you are definitely allowed to say that your party trick is movie trivia. That was, I mean, we didn't do every movie in the world there, but that
it's
was
hard
pretty.
To 5 questions. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd be here
five
for a
questions,
while.
30 seconds. We're covering the history of all movies.
Yeah. Okay. Drew, here's how Goaty went. Cody, your time will start when I finish the first question. What country were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed in?
New Zealand.
In The Lion King, Mufasa dies from being trampled by a pack of...
Oh, buffalo.
What is the movie in which Jim Carrey discovers that his everyday life is really a TV show about him?
The Truman Show.
What's the last word in this famous Toy Story quote? To infinity and...
Beyond.
Who directed the 2006 Oscar-winning film The Departed?
Scorsese. Martin Scorsese.
Stop the clock.
There you go. Now, let's go through this, Drew. I'm sure you're aware already of just how you've gone, but happy to go through the answers for you. We had, what country the Lord of the Rings movie is filmed in? You both said New Zealand. That is correct, both of you. In The Lion King, Mufasa dies from being trampled by a pack of... Goaty, I think you said buffalo.
I think I said buffalo.
Drew, you said wildebeest. That is correct. That could be quite a useful question to get right.
You are holding everyone in suspense.
Spoiler alert.
No one
spoiler
knows.
Alert. The rest of the answers were the same.
Yes. It's a good point. Let's actually summarize this quite quickly. You both said The Truman Show. You both said To Infinity and Beyond. Oh, no. Come on. And I'm going too quick for the buttons. And you both got that. Martin Scorsese. That's correct as well. The Departed.
I'm actually quite pumped at how I went, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you just got beaten by a better player.
Oh, I absolutely did. Yeah. It was like I was Andre Agassi. I kept getting beaten by Pete Sampras.
That's right. That's quite a niche tennis reference. Yeah.
I get it, though. You're all good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Drew gets it, and that's what matters. Yeah. Drew, the round of applause goes to you this evening. I'll tell you what else comes to you, and that is a carton of Better Beer. I haven't checked with Hannah what carton it is. So.
Or if we can give one yet.
We can definitely give one. I just don't know what flavor you're getting. Any preference?
I was impressed myself when I ordered a hoodie and it came within 4 days.
Well, we've actually...
Skin's fucking pumped at that too, mate. So that feedback is fantastic.
You'd be surprised how many great reviews Skin's getting about his merchandise.
It's shocking all of us, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked. I had it booked when I was on holidays to go to my workplace.
Skin actually told us this story no more than 45 minutes ago. Yeah.
You know, I've already talked about you on this podcast.
True, you're actually the guy. That's been on this podcast twice.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. So, but I bought the wife a Roomba. And I couldn't remember what the name storm you boys had done. So I'm like, I'm just going to say it again.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. We already chose a name. The wife's called it Dobby because if it eats a sock, she has to free it.
Yeah, that is true. And that happens to us. Fucking pain in the ass.
And also, you're the second person that's asked for a name storm. We've done one and you haven't used any of our names.
No.
Why do people keep fucking asking us?
Well, to be fair, I couldn't remember what episode it was. So I'm like, I'm not going back. I'm just going to ask again.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, Drew. Well, you have
full circle.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're obviously friend of the show, number 26 ish. Somewhere around there.
We think.
Plus or minus 10%.
24 to 28, I reckon. Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Perfect. Yeah. Drew, you've been magnificent, mate. Congratulations on your win. We'll get that carton over to you, hopefully, when you return from your holiday. It's been a long holiday.
I'm already long back at work.
Oh, right. No, that's a shame.
That is a real shame, actually.
No more hoodies for you. Thank you very much for your time, mate. Drew. You've been fantastic, mate.
Cheers, boys. Have a good one.
Speak soon. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
I love you. All righty. You're in for a tweet. Now, last week.
Or X marks a spot, as we've been suggested. Yeah. Or some other things. I can't even remember.
For the second week in a row, I've wanted to bring that up, and someone's stolen my thunder. Can one of you read the document?
What?
Goaty only reads the joke.
No, I just read the joke just to annoy you. What am I doing?
Get on with it, Skin.
Yeah,
it's a long episode.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyways, last week Yada said we'd definitely have a new name.
Yeah. Do you want me to read what you've written?
No.
Oh, okay.
We definitely have a new name.
Do you want him to go home?
I was going to say, we fucking here for long and that takes you to get a fucking jumper.
Do you want him to hail a cab?
Okay.
Honestly, look at this fucking thing. Look at this thing.
Well, you're showing me a moon.
Yeah. No, that's what I showed you earlier. No, the paragraph is fucking
real. I can't see that. Hurry up, Skid.
I'm trying.
Oh, mate, you are. He's been holding this sharp all fucking day today, honestly.
Okay. Yep. So Yana last week promised we'd have a new name for this segment because Twitter has rebranded it and X and a new sound. No shocks. We don't.
So lucky. I'll do my version of it.
So we've made a liar out of her. However, in the discussion of that last week, people obviously commented and sent in a couple of emails. So we've got some more suggestions for what the show name should be. Someone mentioned for us to choose from. So I don't know. Maybe we'll get a poll up this week and settle on one. But someone mentioned.
And a quiz as well.
I've got other things to do,
actually. You're going the right way, not getting one tonight.
I said maybe. No, no promises.
I was just doing like a classic.
Just a gag. Double entendre.
Double entendre sort of gag.
Okay. He said he's going to get a poll up.
That's a real penny drop moment for Skin there.
Got to eat a penny.
What else drops?
Penny. Doesn't matter.
Penny.
Oh, I don't know. You said it.
You said it.
That was Dave the Pit.
That's like a Spider-Man.
No one knows who said it.
Anyways, okay, the suggestions, Great Expectations.
Nice. I quite like that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Did you expect that?
Yeah, nice.
The X-Files.
Yep.
One with a...
Oh, the X-Files could be good because then there's a jingle.
Is there?
Well, I don't know.
There's
got
a theme song for the X-Files.
You know that weird music?
Really?
Yeah.
Neither have I. I'm pretty sure that's right, though.
Okay. Well, this one definitely could have a jingle. This suggestion is X go and give it to you. So somehow we have to turn that into a jingle.
Oh, challenge accepted.
We can do it.
If there is any company that can do anything like that, it's us.
By next week.
And by next week, we mean maybe EP212.
Even calling us a company sounds so weird.
Speaking of which, I need to put in my invoice.
And the last suggestion also with a suggested jingle, X's and O's.
That's actually low-key a banger, I reckon.
That's a good song.
Yeah. I'll write it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're working with. And then the actual whatever we're going to end up calling it, the tweet that I've chosen for this week.
The X.
All right. Comes from, so there's a news article posted, Super Blood Wolf Moon may trigger the end of the world this week.
Mm-hmm.
Lance has replied, when you see this blatant anti-moon propaganda, make sure you consider the source. The source is the sun.
The sun is a newspaper.
The UK newspaper.
That is good. That is very good.
Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, so I don't know why I'm asking you. It's the Sun, that newspaper in England that used to have like the nude girls on the front every
now
week?
It's Sunday Sport. Yeah. Is no. it? Nah. They had page three girls, but not on the front cover.
Right.
Okay.
It's a shame. You got to turn one page to get to them.
I used to see
what do you two know nothing about the UK except for their nudie bags?
It's nudie magazine day.
It was a newspaper. We got to deliver to your front door.
That
was back in 2012.
And to be fair, he only got it for the articles anyway. So. Yeah.
And literally, I would give it to the next door neighbour.
Yeah. So what is this smut?
Never looked.
Rightio. I said smut.
Yeah, it is the end. Yeah. Again, you need to go back two episodes ago.
Oh, that is such a niche joke. Oh, my God.
It can't be
good.
That niche. Surely most people listening listened two episodes ago.
You never know.
Most. If you haven't yet, 193, go listen to that.
Rightio, as another week at the Chocolates podcast complete, we welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. So get in touch. You can do that firstly via our socials. That's at We Got The Chocolates everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat,
Threads.
In the social bios that we have, you'll find a link tree which has discount codes for LSKD and Better Beer merch. At the moment, they're both 15% off. Also, a little discount code on our website, as mentioned already this episode. Help us help you by going and checking those out.
Yep, and you can also help us by contributing to the show. You can jump on the Chalk Line at our contact page, or if you want, that's if you want to hear yourself on a future episode potentially, or you can just write into us if that's your preference, and we'll try and get to it in the next 4 to 6 business.
You guys have been going a lot better.
Thank you.
You really have.
Especially with the merch.
And if anyone's got a trick way of get us out the ratings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, that'd be good too. Ratings and reviews don't seem to be cutting it at the moment. Anyway, we can sort of cheat the system would be good. I'm just stagnating around that middle park area.
Maybe it's word of mouth. If you can tell your closest 8 billion friends about us.
If we could somehow steal Joe Rogan's IP, I think it'd be okay.
Beat so it, many Joe. Cheat codes.
Yeah, beat it, Joe.
Beat it, Joe. Oh, perfect. Yeah, make sure that you are out and having a laugh with your mates this week. If you're doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
You're getting the right one, not getting one.
I know how much that'll upset.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.